This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
You're listening to a Frontline Report with Millie Weaver and your host.
You are listening to an Infowars.com Frontline Report. It's Alex Jones.
Okay, we are back broadcasting on a bunch of radio stations and TV stations and Infowars.com and Newswars.com. Millie Weaver is in fuego as usual. And why are we obsessing over this? We knew that they're going to run in 2020 on Sandy Hook and on Charlottesville. They plan to have lawsuits going that they think they'll be winning during the last few months of the campaign. And then putting that on Trump. We've been proven correct. That's the battle plan. And obviously the White House and others understand that battle plan. It's unbelievable because don't they know that when you try to hire a couple hundred theater students to go out and pose as Nazis, that that's not going to come out? They had to have the first Nazi event that's staged to then bring in the real Nazis. There were real Nazis there. But all the main leaders of it admit were Democrats a year before. They converted. And just like Jussie Smollett, they're going to be exposed. But that's why the Democrats had to protect Jussie Smollett and not charge him. He's been sued by the brothers that he paid, and they had the magazines that they cut out to send the threatening racist letters, and they have them going to all the shops. They have him. But they can't charge him because this is their plan in 2020, starting now, is to do this. So that's why they didn't want me to say that Parkland was crisis actors, which I didn't think it was, is because they want everybody scared to say crisis actors because they're planning massive crisis actor operations. And there were crisis actor companies that did hire and bring people to the demonstration. That was in the news, Millie. They don't mention that in the fake lawsuit against us where they make up stuff we didn't say, but that's the real reason. Well, guess what? We're not going to be shut down during that. Everyone knows what to look for, Millie.
Exactly. And what many people don't even know about these Nazi groups is that many of these neo-Nazi groups have strong gang affiliations and gang ties. Many of them have been busted for selling methamphetamines and other drugs, which makes them very compromisable by the FBI. So it could be very likely that they have leaders in these organizations who've been compromised by the FBI. And that's why you have them.
No, it's not probable. It's super famous that if you go to a Klan rally, half the people are federal agents trying to lead it. Even Texas Monthly did a report where there was no real Klan group in Texas, and the feds were out creating them, trying to get them to stage attacks so they could demonize right-wingers.
Exactly. So, you know, we have tons of deep state operatives there in Charlottesville. You've got these groups who we know are likely, you know, being compromised by the FBI for selling drugs. And then, of course, you have the alt-left groups, which at the time were probably George Soros funded. And these leftist groups were the ones antagonizing, creating the violence, stirring it up so that you would get the people on the right to react so that they could be demonized. And then thus they continue on with this legacy of nonstop attacking President Trump for Charlottesville. And I do believe that there is another one of these events that's likely to be happening in the future because we've already heard talks about something happening in Dayton, Ohio. I'm not going to give too much details over the air about it, but I mean, we have to be on these things. We have to be able to have people there watching and taking note as real journalists as to what happens to try to stop the narrative that the mainstream media is trying to create, that Trump is creating divisiveness and racism in this country. That is the main thing that these Democrats are going to run on because they know they cannot defeat him on policy.
Millie, we're trying to get the crew hired. You've done a great job with Caitlin Bennett and others, but I feel like we're going to have to cover this. And next time they have these events, I'm going to be there with you. I'm going to bring at least 10 security people so we can kind of form a cordon or a phalanx so that they can't stage events and try to provocateur us. But I just feel like we've got to infiltrate these groups too. People at colleges, people in organizations, you can go and infiltrate these leftist groups that are posing as Nazis. They've been caught before, and you can destroy them. And so please, we're counting on viewers and listeners to take action legally and lawfully. We can't do it all.
Exactly. I mean, we need people out there going and doing like what James O'Keefe did, starting up organizations where you go and out the corruption that's happening and the hoaxes that are being perpetuated, mostly against Trump supporters.
Millie, it's When we come back, I want to get into something you've been exposing, and that's drag queen story time and all these men that are convicted pedophiles being busted, being part of it. We'll talk about that straight ahead. I want to say Brain Force is great. I want to say Turbo Force is amazing. It is. But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it. The fish oil is better than it. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart. The cleanest, the best out there. You've got the children's. You've got the adults. You've got the krill oil. If you're going to get the full effect, the fish oil and the children's are really strong. They don't give you the burpees, but krill oil is the best. And it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm just sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good. In my view, I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. I eat 5 caplets of krill oil before I go to bed. I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it. But you notice I just obsess because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it.
Another world.
Another world.
Another time.
Another time.
In the age of evil.
In the age of wonder.
Yes, in America, they're passing laws everywhere to kill babies after they're born.
Those of us that are against it are the best guys.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
So Millie is a mother of two. I'm a father of four. And it took me a few years to figure this out and figure out what club kids were. It was openly a pedophilia movement out of New York City in the 80s and 90s. And that convicted murderer runs it. And it took me time to figure out why are these drag queens on their own Facebooks at parties dressed like women and trying to look glamorous, but dressed in weird clown outfits and scary vampire outfits with kids. Well, A, they like terrorizing the kids, but B, they want to cover up their identity. I mean, they're not all convicted child abusers, but a lot of them have been busted. A lot of them, we can put up some of the people that have been busted. Just at one event down in Houston, two of them separately raped six-year-old boys, and then they come under fake names. None have been arrested yet or had their parole withdrawn, though. But we've had some investigators look in other areas, and that's going to be forthcoming soon in New York and other areas. But here it is out of Cleveland.com. Child drag show would be outlawed under a new Ohio bill. And they just say, you're not going to take kids and have them stick money in the G-strings of men or women or anybody else. You're not going to have children perform, which they're doing all over, at adult clubs where a kid couldn't go drink a beer, but they still do this. So this is beyond the creepiness of how pedophiles, you know, obviously get into the whole child actor movement or the child fashion shows. I mean, everybody knows those horrors. This is the next level. House Bill 180, introduced earlier this month by Representative Tim Schaefer, comes after online outrage over a video of Jacob Measley of suburban Toledo accepting money from onlookers while performing a drag charity event held at a Fairfield County bar last month. And, of course, we're talking about children that are dancing at the bars and being exploited. Given our heightened focus on human trafficking and the role money plays in trafficking children, we had to take action. So Ohio trafficking investigations soared in the last few years. Ohio bill introduced to ban drag shows for involving sexualization of children. I mean, this is beyond creepy. Look how horrified the children are in the photos when they're first being introduced by their parents that have mass Stockholm syndrome or really have become demon-possessed, in my view. Poor little things. I mean, just zoom in on this child. Even local news in Houston's like, the children try to run, but the parents teach them. You can run, but you can't hide. Get them while they're young. Aha. Poor little baby. Look at that. So, erotic dancer defends photo of child stuffing money in G-string. We'll play some of the video here because it's a family show, but after all, this is happening to children. This is the new thing. Doubles down after deleting social media posts. We don't know if it's a man, a woman. We don't know what it is, but The new article is up on Infowars.com by Adan Shalazar, and this is now what's happening. So don't be surprised if you go to a strip club and three-year-olds are there. This is the new thing, is children giving money to strangers who are naked or half-dressed, all part of blowing through social norms and preparing you for the final level of the new world order. After all, we're already killing babies after they're born. Millie Weber, as a mother, as a researcher, as an investigator, what do you and your husband think about this?
It's shocking that it's even having to come to this, that we're actually having to have legislation put through to protect these children from these crazy, deranged, liberal parents that want to bring their kids to drag queen adult shows, let alone let them participate in full makeup with scantily clothing on, dressing, dancing around in a seductive manner to a bunch of grown men or, who knows, trans men who are gawking at them. That's what I've seen and experienced when I went undercover and saw a drag festival in Austin, Texas. You know, you saw all of these guys who literally looked like Johns, and this was in a hotel conference center, okay? So,
and it's a bunch of kids as young as three, of other little kids shaking their ass in front of men.
Yes, and the Johns were, you know, there was footage, which I don't think we ever published because we were so creeped out by the whole thing, but there was footage where it looked like some guy came up and groped the little boy who had performed.
Yeah, I saw that, and I said don't put it out, but I want you to go ahead and give that to me. I'm going to play it tomorrow.
I mean, it's just, it's creepy what's going on here with these kids. The kids do not need to be put in that type of situation. And I know that liberals are going to go, oh, well, it's just, you know, you guys are homophobic or transphobic because you guys don't speak out.
No, we're pedophobic. We're pedophobic.
Right, because they're going to say, oh, you don't speak out against those little child contestant, beauty contestant pageants or whatever. Well, actually, a lot of us do speak out and think these girls are being overly sexualized, but there's a difference between competing in a beauty pageant with other little girls on stage versus being a child in a bar dancing up like...
Oh, no, absolutely, there are pageants for all sorts of stuff that are legitimate. I'm saying there's a seedy underbelly. Like if you put your kids into theater, theater's great. There's a seedy underbelly. This is like 10 times worse, 10 times more dangerous.
It'd be like now letting your daughters go dance at a strip bar, but she's got her clothes on and she's dancing next to other clothed strippers. But hey, you know, it's her dream to be a stripper. That's what we're seeing now. It's these little boys' dreams to be drag queen artists. So we're going to let them.
Yeah, we're teaching you. You're not going to be an engineer or a scientist. You're going to be a gay man who dresses like a woman, and the main profession is prostitution.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and of course, this is all heavily linked to that club kid scene that came out of New York City and is rampant in Hollywood. And many of the people in the club kid scene are Satanists. I mean, there are satanic cults in Hollywood that I knew of, okay, that were pushing this indoctrination, this pro-gay LGBT line, you know, since the 2000s or earlier than that, and they've only now started to push this into the mainstream. So, yes, this has occult ties to it. You know, and speaking of the occult, I just recently heard that Jay-Z and Beyonce were going to be giving out free concert tickets to anyone in New York that participates in this Meatless Monday thing because they're trying to push banning meat in New York. Did you hear about that, Alex?
Oh, yeah. De Blasio says that they're going to begin banning meat. They're going to start with banning 50% of it with a giant 50% tax.
That's insane. Isn't that crazy? They're going to start making it so that there's 50% less meat in schools, correctional facilities, and hospitals, and anything government, and they're trying to push for meatless Mondays. And
they're never going to stop. They're never going to stop. They want total control of all of society. They want our children. They want our land. They want our money. They want our reproductive systems. But here's the thing. What are they planning? Because I have all these articles where everyone's leaving New Jersey, New York. Everyone's leaving California. And then they're replacing it with low IQ people, you know, with no skills. What are they planning?
They're pushing for Agenda 21, Alex. We know that they want to ban cars. That's actually in this new bill.
They want to break down society to make it not work.
Yeah, they want to get rid of vehicles, only have electric vehicles. And if you notice, is someone like me who has two kids going to get around in public transit with kids and trying to go to the grocery store? I mean, it's very anti-family. A lot of the policies that the left are pushing are anti-family.
Well, they admit that. They admit that. And, Momilla, you're really doing a great job. I hope you'll come back on the War Room. I can't wait till you launch your own show, but I don't want to take up from your family and your baby that's only a few months old. But this is just a crazy time to be alive, and I'm so glad you had the courage, you and Gavin, to go cover Charlottesville, and we're in this together. So we'll continue to track all this as it unfolds. Anything else you'd like to add?
Well, I just hope that more people get out there and start doing the work, protesting these type of things. I recently heard that there's a protest against the one of these drag queen story times that, you know, discouraged the city from having another one there. But more people need to get active. That's the bottom line.
We've got convicted pedophiles dressing up like clowns to get access to your children, and the cities aren't even doing background checks because it is a cult. And there's major power and money behind giving these people access. The pervs they send in clown outfits are always convicted child molesters. They're just the front line Gollum creature or Renfield, but they're operating for the Dracools behind the scene. Make no mistake, behind every one of these little creatures is a real devil. Millie Weber, great job. All your work at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. We salute you. When we come back, Max Keiser is just exploding. This is such a powerful interview. Stay with us.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus the free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now 1-800-583-8662 or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is Aerosmith's song from the 80s is illegal now. You can't say that a guy dresses like a woman. If the guy says he's a woman, he is. The guy says he's a little kid and wants to have sex with your kids. Guess that's what happens. If he wants to beat you up, he can. He's part of the protected class now. So hand those kids over right now. I don't know why the drag queens, though, the big fat ones, always do like these Maury Hill faces. Like, give me the kid. A lot of times they're a convicted pedo. Big surprise. I don't think that guy is. I don't know who he is or whoever is in a clown outfit. You can't tell. But we showed some of the ones earlier. Okay, let's get into the meat and potatoes here. I ran into Max Keiser. Had a lot of other really amazing providential things happen while I was in D.C. He just joined us. We talked to three people that know the president very closely. Folks that brief him, people that are really good friends with him, that interview him, other folks, they said, no, he's going after the deep state. It's on. And we've already covered that. Those articles are up on Infowars.com. But the people need to know this is happening, and this is a big deal. They don't want to magnify Infowars. That's why only you can do it. So when I say that, I really mean it. I probably shook 400 hands or more while I was out there. And I had probably 30 people say F you, Russian agent, or the regular stuff they do. Some of it on tape. People saw that in live streams. But so many people shook my hand and said, oh, I used to listen to your show. I loved it on iTunes, or I loved it on YouTube, or I loved it here, or iHeartRadio. They took us off all that. You go to Infowars.com or NewsWars.com. And obviously, people listening right now know they can listen on that local radio station or watch on that local TV station. But the entire establishment is fighting that people won't be able to see this show or hear it. That's why you are the ambassadors to tell people. Remember Alex Jones? You know him? The verboten guy? The guy that hit the zeitgeist with all of us to help defeat the globalist? Well, we're into the next round of the fight, and we need to get him out of carbon freeze. Yeah, we're reaching a lot of folks still, but I want to go at the enemy even harder. So tell everyone you know about Infowars.com/show. To find the forbidden audio and video feeds, share it on your email, your Facebook, your Twitter, your YouTube. News Wars is easy to share. Whatever you do, please share it. Before we go to this Max Keiser interview that's really funny and really powerful, in closing, please remember that we're listener supported and wear your colors proud. They're still running the 50% off apparel sale. It's supposed to end a day ago. It didn't. It's still there. Take advantage of it. Also, Brain Force Plus, the great nootropic, 25% off. Get a free bottle of Knockout. The amazing sleep aid. So we got awake and we got sleepy. We got chill and we got raging. We've got it both right now at a great deal. Get Brainforce 25% off and get a free bottle of Knockout at InfoWarsStore.com. And 50% off Alpha Power and Super Male Vitality. Two different formulas, both very strong. Get them both at 50% off and then decide which one you like. This combo already has 11 reviews. That's crazy. With a 100% satisfaction. Now, they're both different formulas, but both very strong. Tell us which one you like the best. Get them both at half off so you can experience both of them at half off so you can see which one you like best or take them together. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. But whatever you do, take action. Spread the word about the broadcast however you're listening. Pray for us. I'm praying for you. And buy some products. They're great products, so it's a win-win. But take action. Sign up for AutoShip, additional 10% off. Cancel anytime, whether it's coffee or protein bars or fish oil. toothpaste, anything you're going to want to reorder every month, every 2 months, pick when you want to reorder, cancel any time, get 10% off, InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, Will Johnson's coming up, but here is Max Keiser. Stay with us.
I think he's going to win in the landslide, you know, to tell you the truth, because you know what? Here's what I predict. Alex Jones, you did the mind meld. You will be destroyed. We're still standing. There's only one Alex Jones. There's only one true twister from Texas. Nobody can come close.
So if I'd have taken that for free, how much would I have had? $10,000?
$50 million.
Alex Jones was a $70 million. I said no.
He took the risk. He became president, and now we should be applauding that. And the fact that he wasn't implicated in the Russiagate hoax should be a point of admiration. What more can I do, Alex? What more can I do? Oh, it's Joe Biden. I think Joe Biden's in the house. Oh, I feel him creeping up my spine. We got Trump too. He's right around the corner. We're ready to go here in D.C. Trump International. Let's do it.
Well, we just arrived a few minutes ago here in Washington, D.C. for our secret mission over the next few days that we'll cover live at InfoWars.com during the weekday show that Owen's hosting. And guess who I ran into right as I walked in to the hotel right here at the Trump Hotel in D.C.? But come on in. The elusive Maxwell Keiser.
Alex, fantastic. Things are heating up again. I can feel the electricity in the air. You are the change maker. Trump won. Now we're heading into Trump 2. Russiagate hoax has been discredited. The mainstream media is collapsing. MSNBC is a joke. The ratings are collapsing. You've maintained your presence in media, going down alternative routes. Nothing can stop Alex Jones. Nothing can stop Trump 2.
Well, as long as the folks stand behind us, that's the truth. But, Max, you brought up a meeting with Matt Taibbi. And look, I know this is true. I'm not even trying to get the credit. But the left thinks that I really got Trump elected. Trump got elected. Populism got elected. Hillary, being a horrible candidate, got Trump elected. Now, he's delivered a lot of what he said he would do. That's going to get him reelected. But they write books where supposedly I tell them everything to do. None of that is true. So can you speak to talking to the left? I know you were at a meeting on election night in New York. You can't get into the details, but what happened when he lost and then who they blamed?
I'm happy to get into the details. I mean, I was election night with Alec Baldwin, and I was at Marcy Cohen's flat in Soho in New York. She is the daughter of the founder, of course, of the famous underwear brand.
Calvin Klein.
So it's Marcy Klein. Thank you, Alex. As Marcy Klein at her flat in Soho. And as Hillary was losing, the tears started falling. And at that moment, my friend Alec Baldwin, 30 years, he started within a couple of weeks saying he's going to turn me into the FBI. I'm an FBI informant. I'm somehow working with the Russians. Like, he had flipped out. So their mind melt had occurred, and these folks have now gone down a rabbit hole of denial. They simply don't understand that Hillary lost because people don't like Hillary. Matt Taibbi, I think, was correct when he started talking about how you were able to capture the zeitgeist, how you were able to galvanize that base of folks that wanted a change. They wanted a wholesale change. They wanted a scorched earth approach to just take the whole thing down and start from scratch. And this is what Trump has done. And I think this Russiagate hoax is really remarkable because instead of coming to terms with the fact that they were dead wrong, they're trying to double down now. They're trying to say, well, we're going to keep pursuing this to the ends of the earth, even though it's a losing strategy. And Trump is saying, I think, in my view, he's going to come out. I don't know why the meetings are that you have planned here in Washington, D.C., what's happening there. I know why we're in D.C. Maybe there's a parallel connection that we don't even know about. I don't know. But there's a lot going on right now to get 2020 off the ground. And part of that is Trump moving into the counterpunching position. He's been playing rope-a-dope. He's allowed these liberals to just slap him around a little bit because he knows that there was leaking, that Schumer was involved in leaking, and this is going to become a problem, and there will be people going to jail on the left, and that's what we're setting up for now as we head into 2020. People going to jail for trying to stage a coup. Trying to stage a coup in America domestically. You know, I was asked on the TV a couple of days ago.
Well, I've got some really good news for all the viewers and all the listeners. This was going to be a big loss because we couldn't get the Deep Earth crystals anymore. It's a year and a half fight, but we have the original producer, the original crystal source, the best atomic iodide in the world. X2 is back. We got it. This deal just happened about a month ago. We rushed it into production. It's been bottled. The labels are being put on today. And then it's going to be on an 18-wheeler right here to Austin from the plant in the Rockies. And it's going to be shipped out to you. Be sure to sign up for AutoShip. Get an additional 10% off. The 25% off celebration of the fact that we got it back and we're relaunching. Research the iodine conspiracy. Find out why it's so important. Find out why the globalists don't want you to have the good halogens. They want you to have the bad halogens at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. And this is the king daddy, ladies and gentlemen. It is X2 original, now back at InfoWarsStore.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
You know, I was asked on the TV a couple of days ago, what do I think about the CIA and the FBI and what's happening in Saudi Arabia and all these foreign policies? I'm like, they couldn't even stage a coup in their own backyard, the CIA. Do you think anyone's afraid of the CIA around the world? They can't even do their own coup.
And that's because there's globalist minion factions within, not the whole CIA. You're absolutely right. I feel a lot more confidence around the country and vindication. A lot of people actually believe that I was a Russian agent or that you were, all this other crazy crap. And the reason I brought me up is, yeah, Trump's winning, but I'm getting pounded and attacked because the left, again, think that we got elected. I think it was populism that did it, but specifically, I was talking to you and Stacey in there earlier about what happened in 2016, what they witnessed, who they think got Trump elected, because that segues into why I'm going to the White House to bullhorn it in a moment. If Trump doesn't stand up against the censorship, the Democrats could steal the election. So it's bigger than me, but they've picked me as the symbol of that. And can you speak to what journalists have told you about what really won the election versus what they think won the election? Because I don't deserve the credit. I don't want the credit, but it's made me the target.
Well, we know that Hillary arrogantly ignored key states, key battleground states, and therefore lost the Electoral College and lost the election. And in their need to scapegoat, and this is a very unfortunate thing in American politics now, is you've got the mainstream media looking for scapegoats in much the same way you've seen in failed European elections from years gone by back in the 1930s. They're looking for scapegoats to try to pin the blame. And the fact is that all you did was broker a relationship between plain-speaking Trump and plain-speaking America. That's what Alex Jones did. There is a brokering that conversation away from the spin, away from the technobabble, away from the political nonsense. And they've kept him handcuffed for 2 years with this bogus Russiagate hoax, this nonsense, this story that never happened, it's never going to happen, it never will happen. Now he's taking the gloves off. I believe the fact that we're here at this hotel the same day, happened to bump into each other in the same way. I mean, there's things are moving under, you know, the pieces of the
planets
are
aligning.
Moving.
A lot of planets aligning. So, Maxwell, tell me, pulling back from this, you do see people like Bob Woodward that wrote a book claiming Russiagate was all real. Now he's backing up saying the CIA made it up. They need to all go to jail. I see a lot of rats leaving the sinking ship. I see panic here because some Democrats want to try to push impeachment, which we know will fail. But Trump's got to move against them regardless because of the illegal spying, everything that's come out. We have the proof of a deep state coup against the president. So really, it's a dereliction of duty if the president doesn't act. But I wonder why the Democrats are still so arrogant, many of them, and wanting impeachment, which will just push Trump to force his hand to move against the crimes that they committed, where we have the text messages, we have the emails, we have the documents of Obama and Hillary running the illegal operation against the American electorate.
Well, you know, Trump in his own way is a media genius, and he appreciates the aesthetics of good media. Remember Ali, Norton, and that fight in the eighth when Ali won against Norton for heavyweight champion? In the eighth round, Norton was going down, and Ali, he could have given him another punch and knocked him out, but after the fight, he said, I love the beauty of watching him go down the way it was, the aesthetics of that knockout. And I think Trump loves, as a media veteran and a media pro, the aesthetics of watching the Democrats implode. And he just watched them twist in the wind and hoisted by their own petard and then flat on their back. And he's basically ready, if necessary, to throw that counterpunch. But they're so mired in their own lies and their own backstabbing and their own need for Rachel Maddow to somehow be vindicated for her obvious nonsense for 2.5 years. Imagine her audience. Let me. Glenn Beck stole Alex Jones's act. He then was relegated to the far broad reaches of Nowheresville. Then Rachel Maddow said, oh, Alex Jones, that was part of the 2016 election, let's do Alex Jones in a skirt. I'll be Rachel Maddow, Alex Jones in a skirt. Now she couldn't do it either. There's only one Alex Jones. There's only one true twister from Texas, the Austin Menace. Nobody can come close.
The only reason I bring me up is they get more and more obsessed, and they are scared of the populism and scared of what you do and what everybody does. But I wanted to specifically get into why I've run into the New York Times reporters and Washington Post reporters and national TV people and actually shake in fear. And it's like you said on election night, people that have known you for decades, you're good friends with, they even got paranoid about you. It's like a psychosis where they literally believe that, like, there's this big conspiracy against them and we're just regular people.
Right, because nobody wants to admit the fact, especially in the elite regions of the American New York Times reading, New Yorker magazine reading, that Trump is actually representing the average American. Trump is American. Trump is a nation of hucksters. I mean, not to put too fine a point on it, but a nation of, you know, hard graft, hustling, you know, fake it till you make it. And, yeah, he's a billionaire. Yeah, he started off, with a big fat gift from his dad. But he's still been out there competing in a very competitive New York City property market. He competed as the president of the United States. None of these celebrities who said, I'm going to run for president. None of them did. This guy said, you know what, I can actually make a difference, and I'm going to run. He took the risk. He became president. And now we should be applauding that. And the fact that he wasn't implicated in the Russiagate hoax should be a point of admiration. Should be a point of elevation, not a point to double down on nonsensical constipation, political constipation. We don't want that.
No, I agree, but that's what's crazy is Trump is Americana, and they see him beaten up and lied about so long, and other conservatives, and I agree with you, it's finally really starting to backfire in a ultra-massive way, but I don't want, as the wolf says in Pulp Fiction, us to start, you know, wanting each other next. You're a smart guy, Max Keiser. We're going to get into Bitcoin here and go to the things for you and the time you have, and I appreciate your time. MaxKeiser.com. What are their left hooks, or what are their secret plays? If they kind of come out of their delusion, their pity party, the fits they're throwing, how could Trump step in and how could we step in?
Right. So to kind of figure out what their playbook is going forward. Clearly, they're going to try to whip out some kind of bogus CIA connection to it's interesting. That's a great concept because it's like they've exhausted themselves. Remember, they tried to pull the amendment where he's gone insane, that he had to be 25th Amendment, that he's unsuitable for office. That didn't work. They've tried to implicate him in this bogus Russiagate. That didn't work. Trump's a master. I mean, they've got 20 candidates now running in the Democrats. Bernie Sanders, he already got emasculated, if you will, by Hillary. I mean, he's a spent force. Hillary's out.
He already let her steal the election from him.
Right, so he was having her steal the election. So who do they have in their camp? Joe Biden is creepy Joe, you know, handsy Biden. He's already old news. He's nobody. Who's out there? Who's gonna be possibly running? Yeah, there he is. Oh, it's Joe Biden. I think Joe Biden's in the house. Oh, I feel him creeping up my spine. Right, so who do they have on their bench who's going to come out there and hit a home run? Nobody, as far as I can tell. AOC, I mean, she's too young. She won't be available to be. Joe, I love your politics, Joe. It makes me feel like I need to take a shower real quick. Right, so they've got nobody on the bench. I don't know what. That's a good question. I think he's going to win in a landslide. You know, to tell you the truth, because you know what? Here's what I predict. 2 weeks before the election, Trump drops some of the most powerful and vicious attack ads that we've ever seen in American politics. I mean, think about it. We've already seen a couple of his ads run, and they're genius political ads. As we get 2 weeks, you know, the whole election is decided in the last 2 weeks.
He's holding back his real importance.
Right. When he comes in the last 2 or 3 weeks of the election, the ads are going to drop are going to absolutely blow people away. They're going to make first of all, every one of the Democrats is going to look, they're going to be, Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders are going to be crawled up in a fetal position crying under their desk. They're going to be so blown away by the imagery, the sheer poetry of these attack ads. So, because he's got the bully pulpit now. He's got the White House. He's
what about the Federal Reserve, though? It could try to really jack the economy.
No, they've already telegraphed that they're going to keep rates low. They're going to keep lowering rates. Powell, who runs the central Fed now, he's a total wimp. He's never going to raise rates. They're totally in the pocket of big business. So rates are going to continue to be low. Stock market will continue.
I want to get into the economy and last with you here and Bitcoin that you pioneered. Where, you know, I mean, predicted its metaphoric rise. But
true.
But let's talk about this. Trump did run for president.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Trump did run for president out of nowhere and win. They try to act like he was a silver spoon and was not a self-made man. The guy has incredible charisma, incredible energy, and it's not like a worship fest, but compared to all 18 Democrat candidates, he has more smarts and more energy than all of those teleprompter reading boobs. So I just think the Democrats should just give up and capitulate and let America be great again, but they're not going to do it. So as the depression intensifies, and I agree they're worn out for now, but they're going to come back, I think they're just going to get more zany, more wacky.
Yeah, they will. But what could happen? I mean, for this campaign to be derailed, obviously a lot's tied up in the stock market. So the stock market has to stay high, and there's no reason for it not to continue to stay high because rates are going to continue to be low, and they're going to continue to keep pressure on rates to be low. The deal with China is coming at some point. That you know, you've got some global trade there. So again, there's no. There's no arrows in their quiver. They've got nothing to fight. I mean, I'd love to be able to say that they've got some threat, that there's somebody, the dark horse is going to appear. I'll tell you, one guy in the Democratic camp that I like is Andrew Yang. Okay, he's kind of a dark horse at this point. But he, I think the millennials, he'll get a lot of support from millennials because he's very good in just spelling out numerically on the data points how you can re-orchestrate and rebuild the economy in a way that would emphasize.
Sure. What about a third party populist like Trump at the siphon votes?
Sure, but I mean, again, you'd have to find somebody that has a unique combination of being in a reality TV show in the casino industry. He is a once in a thousand year candidate who has incredible. His Twitter mastery is not.
How did he show up right at the perfect time with their plan to shut the U.S. down and sell us out of China?
He's a concerned American. You know, he's an American like you. I'm an American and you're an American. And Trump said he made this. Our forefathers made the sacrifice of, you know what, I'm going to step away from the farm, I'm going to step away from my business, and I'm going to do public service. I'm going to be a congressman, a senator, maybe the president. And that's what Trump did. He stepped away from his active life to serve his country.
Now, let's clear something up here. I did not say that you were the Soros contact. I had a brokerage firm out of New York City, another one out of Boston, and then another one out of Southern City contact me early on and go, oh, George Soros really that bad of a guy. You know, he's in Bitcoin. I mean, that was true. We know it probably was Soros. The point is, I just pointed out that they offered me a bunch of free Bitcoin years ago. You were the one that was being nice in, like, London 6-7 years ago offering me a bunch. And I believe the idea of open free currencies, I think it's revolutionary. I was just concerned that it would go up into a tulip bubble and then go down. But regardless, I think cryptocurrencies are obviously a real science. You were one of the first people that told me about Bitcoin. And so give us your kind of history of it briefly, and then where you think it's going and other cryptocurrencies.
Well, you know, the thing about Bitcoin is that it's censorship resistant and it gives you individual sovereignty. And with your shows really challenging the status quo in a big way, when I said to you when Bitcoin was a dollar, I said if you load up on Bitcoin, you would be in a position to be independent to a degree where you could tell whoever it might be, Facebook or YouTube, to go, you know, pound sand, because you're sitting on $50, $60, $70 million or $100 million, which is for a $10,000 or $20,000 buy of Bitcoin at a dollar, you're talking about $100 million, $150 million. Okay, that was my point. And I said, here's 10,000 Bitcoin, give away to your audience. You know, let's build this new self-sovereign country. Let's be media independent.
And I wasn't excited because I'd eaten a big steak.
Right, and you're like, because you know, and the fact is that the part of the history of the Bitcoin algorithm and its history was really goes through the NSA, right? The NSA was part of the encryption technology of the SHA-256 hashing algorithm of Bitcoin. Okay, but that. So what? You know, I mean, every single component in your iPhone was built by the U.S. government, essentially.
I knew I could make money on the way up. I was just worried of not calling the time of that it would correct or whatever go down, and my audience would think I'd burned them. That was the only reason.
Yeah, fair enough. Okay, you're being prudent. Okay, but you know, but now let me tell you something. Bitcoin at 5,000 is like the same thing as Bitcoin at 50. Okay, because when it's going to 100,000, 500,000, a million,
it's just like gold. It's just like gold. Because definitely, if you sit on gold because of inflation, it's going to go way back higher than it ever was in the future. It's just a fact. Or silver.
It's a fact, dude.
So
it's a fact. Well, gold has a problem, as we've talked about on your show, that you can sell futures contracts that don't exist, and you can keep gold, you know, kind of down. You know, Salente's been on your show, talked about this many times. With Bitcoin, that doesn't exist.
They didn't make it shorting, right,
Grove? In gold. But they can't do that with Bitcoin, because we own what are called the private keys. We own, essentially, the stock of coins. If the banks try to mess with it like that, we simply take the keys off the exchanges, and they get screwed. It's our money.
Well, give us your secrets. How much of it did you dump? Did you dump before the crash?
Well, look, I mean, did I get rich with Bitcoin? Well, you know, I got rich on Wall Street. I got rich in the dot-com era. I got, you know, I've been rich several times.
I mean, you're, like you said, a Scottish lord.
Yeah. Being rich is not all it's cooked up. You know, you got problems being rich just like you have problems being poor. You know, problems don't go away just because you have money.
No, I understand.
You know what I'm saying, Alec?
Well, I wish I would.
Like you, the media baron of Austin.
You had your laptop.
The man that controls independent media. The man who turned Rachel Maddow into a transgender, you know, dick sporting wonder whiz. You know, the man destroyed Glenn Beck's mind. You know, you verbally mesmerized these people. They tripped themselves over their own tongue. and then they're on the floor and they're gasping for the air.
Well,
Alex Jones, you did the mind meld.
You will be destroyed.
But you're still standing.
We'll just enclose.
You're still here.
MaxKaiser.com, big RT show, Al Jazeera shows, BBC shows, everything. How do you think the censorship issue ends up? Is this really getting bad with big tech going to the EU, going to the UK, saying, yeah, go ahead and censor us so they have, other than Section 230, these big excuses to censor everybody now, becoming these huge oligopolies?
Jack Dorsey's becoming a big Bitcoin maximalist. And that's, if Jack Dorsey he's predisposed to being, to fighting censorship. Bitcoin is censorship resistant.
Well, then why did he ban it? Because it was a boycott to crash.
I think inside.
There was a boycott.
Inside, he's crying.
There was a rebellion there.
There should be. I think you have served enough penance. You know, you've been in the penalty box now. It's time for you to come back out onto the ice. You know, we're watching the Stanley Cups now in America. You know, Alex Ovechkin, you know, he's in the penalty box for 5 minutes for fighting. They put Alex Jones in the penalty box for sticking or high sticking, whatever you did. You come out of the penalty box, get back on the ice, and let's get back into the game. Hey, because 2020 is right around the corner. You got Trump 2 is right around the corner. We're ready to go here in D.C., Trump International. Let's do it.
Hey, I do want out of the penalty box, but let me tell you, the longer they leave me, it's kind of like Clash of the Titans, the Kraken.
You're getting lazy. Okay, you need to get back onto the ice.
I am getting fat.
You're getting lazy, Alex, okay? You can't get used to this life of leisure. Okay, we need you back in the mix because there's a revolution out there ready to go.
In closing, why are...
Bitcoin is part of it, man. What, are you going to embrace it this time?
Why are you here in D.C.? Why are you here?
Are you going to be like, I don't
why
know,
are you here in D.C.?
Maybe.
I
might go down.
Give me 10,000.
And then like three of my viewers will be like unhappy with me. Not like another 50 million are trying to already sue me.
Here's the problem.
But the three of them might lose money.
No, that's not what
I did. So I'm so unhappy.
No, the reason I didn't do that is I just didn't understand it all. So
I'm going to come to Austin, and we'll go through it on the whiteboard again.
I will take 10,000. I will take 10,000.
10,000 and 5,000 is a lot different than 10,000 and a dollar.
I know. What is it now? So,
that's a lot. That's a big difference. That's
$50
million versus $10,000.
So if I'd have taken that for free, how much would I have had the 10,000?
$50 million.
Okay. Alex Jones was a $50 million. I said, no.
It wasn't Soros. Soros would never have hooked you up
that
with Bitcoin to the dollar.
I had other Soros firms with other weird coins. I always just call all the crypto stuff Bitcoin. What do you think the best thing is?
Because you were your mind was warped by Roger Ver, who's the Antichrist. Roger Ver is the Antichrist with Bitcoin Cash. Bitcoin Cash is not Bitcoin. It's an imposter. Roger Ver is the devil. Craig Wright is the devil. Okay. I try to tell you, I spell it all out for you. I put the breadcrumbs on the path.
Maxwell Kaiser.
Take a few steps into the
you never
house
go to the
made of pure gold.
Tell people how you're related to the Queen of England.
All you got
to
do is
go down
the little breadcrumbs
your
I
little
laid
cousin.
For you. What more can I do, Alex? What more can I do?
Tell us about your royalty.
I am Lord Maxwell. I come from Caberlot Castle in Ireland, and I have royal blood, okay? But I am a benevolent royal, and that's why I hate England so much, is that I consider that entire country to be mine. That's my country. Those English are upstarts.
That's right, early on, that wasn't it?
Yeah, we've been fighting them forever. You know, we're going to march from Scotland down to
But you know, the British world is really German. The British world's really German.
Yeah, they're fake. They're nonsense. But we're going to march. We're going to do a march from Scotland into Westminster and take back what's mine. Everything from Caberlot Castle to Number 10 Downing Street is mine. It's mine! And okay, you'll be there as well.
All right.
Why is Trump going to London?
Oh, that's the last thing. Is it a secretly broker a deal for Julian Assange?
I hope so.
Trump said, I love WikiLeaks, release it all, and now you don't know who he is.
Assange.
That's a fly on the ointment. Trump should release.
He should.
Be loyal, let him go.
He should. Assange is about free media and free speech. Trump should free Assange. That would be an instant gift to the world. He would be embraced as a living hero by hundreds of millions of people.
I'm going to go bullhorn the White House.
All right.
What message do you want me to give Trump?
Tell him to free Assange.
I will.
I'll be over there. I'll be right behind you.
How long are you here?
Like about, you know, half a mile away.
All right. I'm going to walk in and say how to station in 2 minutes.
They come after you. I want to make sure I'm right behind you.
All right.
Say, if you're with a bear in the woods, all you have to do is run faster than the bear.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.